Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
Okay, so Melissa just told us that the terrorist threat in New York, the chief suspect, is from Pakistan.
He's a U.S. citizen.
U.S. citizen.
From Pakistan.
And Jeff, we threw around the words Middle East, and we got a couple of calls saying that those are two different regions. And according to online, the Middle East, just so we can get past this question, is a region that encompasses southwestern Asia and Egypt. It's some context. The term has recently been expanded in usage to sometimes include Afghanistan and Pakistan. So for those that were calling up saying it's not part of that region, yes and no.
Well, and I mean, when we have the conversation, I've had friends from Asia that have been, they feel profiled too, mm-hmm. you know, just because they have darker skin.
Southwestern Asian, like.
Well, a friend from Nepal had issues in his life just because of his skin.
So I was asking the question, you know, because Jeff was concerned about racial profiling. Obviously, it is a problem in this country. And every time another suspect comes out that appears to have Middle East roots, then you tend to look at Middle Easterners differently. And I've never talked to anybody. I know it's out there. I've seen the news reports. That sort of feels like they're stared at if they're from that region every single day, and just like everybody around them is on high alert. Mm-hmm. We got plenty of calls this morning. Here's Jamie. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, my father is actually from Puerto Rico, and he's been pulled over several times by police officers, and when they see the name on his driver's license, they automatically ask him for his green card. But he's a citizen, and he was born a citizen, and he understands the reason behind racial profiling. We do have to keep this country safe. However, he wants people to understand that just because you're Hispanic doesn't make you illegal.
I think, I think that there is a skin tone, because there's so many regions where the skin tone is similar. And I do think that there's there's people who discriminate against.
Do you think it's worse in smaller towns and smaller cities?
Yes.
Where the ignorance
level
is higher.
They're not going to racially profile as much in New York City, because everybody's from everywhere. It really is like a melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe in Atlanta, at Hartsfield, they're going to racially profile more?
Sure. Like Phoenix, I'm sure it won't happen at all.
Right. Yes. Arizona, they don't think like that.
Exactly. The whole of Arizona. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if it's something is more overt in small towns, because I certainly don't think that major cities are as, I don't know. I think there are still a lot of prejudiced people in larger cities.
Yasmina, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am from South Carolina, but I am a Muslim woman who wears a veil and covers all of that, so I am the picture of what you see on the news, except I don't wear all black usually. But the things that I have gone through because I wear a veil, or even when I don't wear my veil, they're amazing. I'm speaking perfectly clear English. I'm more articulate than quite a few of the people that I know, yet they tell me to go back to my own country. Well, can you tell by my accent? Like, even Bert could tell by my accent where I'm from. And I've been strip searched at the airport. I've been questioned. I've been investigated by the FBI. I've been just all kinds of stuff. And it's really unnecessary. And if you would just have a conversation with me, you would see that I don't hate America. I love being American. I love my passport. I come from a military family. I have certain issues with our government, but who that pays attention doesn't have issues with or disagree with certain things that our government may do. That's part of being in a democracy and having free mind and, you know, the ability to think freely and freedom of speech. So, of course, I don't agree with everything about the United States, but nobody does.
Now, can you at least acknowledge, given the way that you dress, not saying that you're not allowed to dress that way, but given the way that you dress and given the history of attacks on this country since even before 9/11, can you understand why people look at you more closely? I'm not justifying the rude comments and go back to your country. And regardless of how you speak and your accent, can't you tell?
You're just starting to establish some understanding between.
Yeah. Can you at least understand why you would raise more of a flag than like Melissa walking through the airport in jeans and a t-shirt?
To a certain extent, but at the same time, there's such a target fixation on Muslims. Like, I've gone to see people, visit people in prison, and they focus so much on me because I have on a scarf and a veil that there are other people who will come in behind me with all kinds of stuff that they start pulling out in the bathroom that they're getting away with because they target fixate on me so much. But, I mean, I understand to a certain extent. It's just like, especially considering the way that I dress, if I'm ever in the country in South Carolina where my aunt and uncle live, I'm kind of apprehensive around, you know, the white men because I don't know who's the KKK member and who's not. So I understand there being an apprehensiveness. I don't understand the rudeness, and I don't understand the automatic conclusion. I can understand a little bit of suspiciousness because that's normal.
Well,
you know,
essentially,
we all have to protect, and especially if it's something that you've never seen before. But don't come to me telling me to go back to where I came from to fight for what I want over there when, first of all, I have the right to freedom of religion right here in these lovely United States. And secondly, I'm from the United States. Don't approach me with that kind of an attitude. Just come and ask questions. I'm more than happy to answer any questions. If they're, even if they come across rude, if they're well-intended and it's not just go back where you came from.
I understand what you're saying about the rudeness part of it. But a friend of mine was just traveling internationally. She was in Bangladesh and then also in Dubai, and they won't let women travel anymore with veils in airports because there are just as many female terrorists as there are male. And when women are covered, there's more suspicion, not just in the United States, but around the world. So they were making women uncover even in Bangladesh, where a lot of women are covered. She had to go covered to function and do business there. She had to have basically everything covered. But in the airports, they got to all take it off. So I think it's interesting that it's not just here. It's everywhere else.
Here is Sarah, and she wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Sarah.
Hey. Just want to say love you guys, first of all.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I'm also from the Muslim descent, and I wear a veil. And just the way that people look at me or comment things, and I'm actually a fifth-grade school teacher for the Cobb County School District, and when I say stuff like that, they're just very surprised, or people will be surprised saying, oh, wow, you speak English. You don't have an accent at all. And it's just, I was born and raised in this country, and I mean, I love this country just as much as the next person, and it's just the stuff that people say and the way that they automatically assume that you're part of these terrorist organizations or you don't support this country. It's just, it gets to be very frustrating at times, and I guess the reason why I wanted to call is just so that everyone would realize that, you know, give us a chance too, that we are American citizens and, you know, we love this country just as much.
This is essentially at the root of terrorism. I mean, terrorism works when you are afraid, when you live with fear. So basically what we're talking about is sort of in some ways, a small win, you know? Here is Susie. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, Bert. Yes, I was calling because my husband is of Indian descent, and we fly twice a year from Hartford to California. My son, who is his stepson, is multicultural. He's black, and I'm Mexican. Because of our last name being Chandrajit, and my son's first name being Isaiah, since he was 4 years old, he has been pulled to the side every time we go through Hartford and searched.
The
first 3 years, it was very frightening for my son. But he doesn't get pulled to the side when we fly back from California. It's just when we're leaving up from Hartford.
Really?
Hartsfield? Yes. Atlanta?
Hartsfield?
Are you talking about leaving Atlanta?
Hartford, Connecticut? Yes. Hartsfield.
Yes. Hartsfield.
Hartsfield.
Yes. Yes, leaving Atlanta, flying to California, since he was 4 years old, every single time, twice a year, he's pulled to the side, taken into a room, and completely searched.
Right.
And he's 12, and it's still happening at least twice a year.
Is that right?
Yes.
I think it's the point that Jeff is trying to make also is that this is something that we unfortunately have to live with right now. It ain't right, but it's understandable, right? Is that what...
Well, I mean, it's just, I think there, you just have to not give in to so much fear. I mean, I think Jeff's point is that, you know, I don't know. Because I just think about how generational it is, too. Because I remember my dad and I having a huge conversation back a long time ago in the news. There was a Japanese fishing boat that was pretty much broken apart by a U.S. submarine that had submerged. And my father, who had fought in the, you know, Korean War and, you know, people from that area of Asia, he had a prejudice against because he fought them in war, you know, and it was hard for him to get over that. But, I mean, now we think of people from Japan, we don't think we hate them.
Not at all.
So I just think that, you know, we also have to understand that this is the phase we're going through, and this is what our generation's going through, and that someday we'll have to get past it, you know?
Hey, The Bird Show.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moda Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prize. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.